Exercises 1 through 3. On August 2, 1928, 17-year-old Ronald Reagan called the swimmers at Lowell Park in Dixon, Illinois, to come out of the water. The sun was setting, and his duties as a lifeguard were coming to an end for the day when he suddenly heard the sound of a splashing water. He ran to the edge of the Rock River and peered out across the black water. In the twilight, he saw a shape splashing in the water. A swimmer had failed to listen to Reagan's call and was struggling against the strong current. Without a moment's hesitation, Reagan ran into the water. Because the swift current could quickly carry him downstream, Reagan knew he could not swim straight toward the drowning man. He swam in a curve upriver, allowing the current to carry him to the swimmer. Reagan knew time was running out. The man had already slipped below the surface once before Reagan got to him. The man panicked. He grabbed onto Reagan and began to pull him under. The two men struggled to stay afloat. Thinking quickly, Reagan had to punch the man into unconsciousness to make him stop squirming. He then wrapped his arm around the limp swimmer and began swimming back against the current. It took all of Reagan's strength to make it back to shore. Reagan pulled the man out of the water. His boss, Mr. Graybill, was waiting for him at the water's edge and resuscitated the unconscious swimmer. The swimmer's narrow escape from death brought Reagan's number of rescues up to 25.